Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 117. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, which wert and art and evermore shalt be. Hymn number 117. The scriptural will be given by Nancy from New Jersey.
John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. James, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Psalm. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart. His work is honorable and glorious, and his righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful works to be remembered. The works of his hands are verity and judgment, and all his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. 1 Chronicles. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all.
We shall now have a moment of silent prayer and follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious,
hallowed be thy name,
adorable one,
thy kingdom is come,
thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let's now sing hymn number 85. God of truth, eternal good, lift our hearts to revelation, that thou mayest be understood, thou the rock of our salvation. All thy love we have for loving, all thy truth is ours for proving. Hymn number 85.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We begin every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. with our roundtable discussion, where we discuss this week's lesson, other topics that need to be covered, and learn how to practice better in our lives Christian Science. And we had a really good one this morning. So if you missed it, or if you'd like to hear it again, you can find it on our website, plainfieldcs.com. And you can also find it on our YouTube channel and our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school that meets at 11 a.m. for children. And that Sunday school is open for children anywhere in the world, if they have a telephone. It has its own teleconference number, and many of our students don't live in the area and do attend via telephone. So if you don't live in the area and have a child of Sunday school age, your child can also attend. Just call us, we'll give you the number, and our teachers would be very happy to welcome your child to our Sunday school. We have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives helped tremendously through the study and practice of Christian Science. And at all of our services, we have a nursery for infants and toddlers, so if you do live in the area, you can bring the whole family. We have 17 different websites in different languages. This is our missionary work. And through our websites, the very finest Christian Science literature is available to people around the world, and often in their own language. And we are very grateful for those of you who help prepare these articles and readings on our websites, translate them. It is a very important and fine work. And we're also very grateful to those of you who have found Christian Science, and found our church through one of our websites. And I'd like to point out one of the articles that is featured on our English language website is an excerpt from a book entitled Dominion Within by the Reverend G.A. Kratzer. And that article is featured on our English language website and is highly recommended. It's a great article. It's a great book, actually. If you haven't read it, I recommend that as well. And for those of you here in Plainfield, don't forget to pick up your fourth quarter quarterly and or your October full text lesson. You're going to need them for next week's lesson. Everyone is welcome here. And that includes all of you who are listening and participating from around the world. And now we are going to have the reading of a testimony of healing from miscellaneous writings, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. And that reading will be given this morning by Shahidat from Maryland.
From page 419. A lady with no other instructor than science and health with key to the scriptures has demonstrated beyond many who have taken numerous lessons. Persuaded through her reading of the allness of God and the perfectness of idea, she would know nothing else. A daughter so badly affected by poison oak ivy that for weeks death was feared from blood poisoning had recovered with the terrible dread of that plant. As the next season's picnic time drew near, she was regretting that she dared not go again. The mother, with her newborn faith in the science of being, said, "Certainly you can go, for nothing can harm you." Assured by these words, the daughter went and in her rambles fell into a mass of the dreaded plant. But trusting to the word of truth, she thought nothing of it till one who knew of her previous trouble said in her mother's presence, "See, her face is showing red already." But the mother was prompt in denial and assurance. Next morning, old symptoms were out in force, but they yielded at once and finally to the positive and uncompromising hold on truth. Another daughter that was thought too delicate to raise from bronchial and nervous troubles, always dosed with medicine and wrapped in flannels, now runs free and well without either of these. Winter and summer. The mother was recently attacked by mesmerism from the church that believed she was influencing her daughter to leave. She overcame by the same unwavering truth in God, seeking truth clearer than ever before. Her demonstrations come through no form of treatment but by letting the spirit bear witness. By the positive recognition and realization of no reality but ever-present good. The other night, her husband was attacked with an old belief similar to the one that sometime before had ended in a congestive chill, which the doctor thought very serious and from which he had been a long time in recovering. The wife simply recognized no reality in the belief and seeing only perfect being, felt no fear. She did nothing, no treating in the usual sense. There is nothing to do but to understand that all is harmony always. He felt the presence that destroys the sense of evil, and next morning there was nothing left to recover from. A lady, while doing some starching, thoughtlessly put her hand in the scalding starch to wring out a collar. Recalled to mortal sense by the stinging pain, she immediately realized the all power of God. At once the pain began to subside, and as she brushed off the scalding starch, she could see the blister swelling go down, so there was but a little redness to show for the accident. Absorbed in her thankfulness, she mechanically wrung out the collar with the same hand and have no sense of pain, thus verifying the demonstration. This woman, not reading English, only knows signs as she has received it from her practitioner during the treatments received within the last month. So much has come to her from spirit through her loyalty in Christ. And so far as she could understand. A case of ulcerated tooth and neuralgic belief would only partially yield after repeated treatments, till it was discovered that the patient was antagonizing truth by holding the thought that her old remedy, laudanum, would give relief. Treated from this standpoint, relief was immediate and final. One morning after Reverend X had been preaching to thousands for several days, he told them that he had never felt such a sense of depression or had so little showing of results. Some scientists heard this at once saw his trouble. He had been fearlessly exposing and denouncing evil, and it had turned on him till the mesmerism was likely to overcome him entirely, for he did not understand the seeming power. The effect of the silent word to uplift and sustain was very manifest that evening in his preaching and was a beautiful demonstration of science. He probably only felt spirit inspiration as he had never before, without a thought as to what had broken the evil spell. But we never know the what or when or where of the harvest we can sow. God giveth the increase. From EHB, Sacramento, California.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts and their denominational, spiritual import and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. And today's lesson sermon can be found on page 26 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, reality. The golden text is from Deuteronomy. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. The responsive reading is from Isaiah and Psalms. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind.
But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy.
The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works.
All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee.
They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power.
To make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom.
Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Imogene from Australia will now read.
The Bible, Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Luke. And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing, according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. And he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight. Thy faith hath saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Mark. And again, departing from the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coasts of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, and saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it. And were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Proverbs. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. Colossians. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. And by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Ecclesiastes. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been. Matthew. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Reality is spiritual, harmonious, immutable, immortal, divine, eternal. Nothing unspiritual can be real, harmonious, or eternal. Sin, sickness, and mortality are the suppositional antipodes of spirit and must be contradictions of reality. Time has not yet reached eternity, immortality, complete reality. All the real is eternal. Perfection underlies reality. Without perfection, nothing is wholly real. All things will continue to disappear until perfection appears and reality is reached. All the varied expressions of God reflect health, holiness, immortality, infinite life, truth, and love. The divine principle, or spirit, comprehends and expresses all, and all must therefore be as perfect as the divine principle is perfect. Nothing is new to spirit. Nothing can be novel to eternal mind, the author of all things, who from all eternity knoweth his own ideas. Deity was satisfied with his work. How could he be otherwise, since the spiritual creation was the outgrowth, the emanation of his infinite self-containment and immortal wisdom? Emerge gently from matter into spirit. Think not to thwart the spiritual ultimate of all things, but come naturally into spirit through better health and morals, and as the result of spiritual growth. Not death, but the understanding of life makes man immortal. The belief that life can be in matter or soul in body, and that man springs from dust or from an egg, is the result of the mortal error which Christ or truth destroys by fulfilling the spiritual law of being, in which man is perfect, even as the Father which is in heaven is perfect. If thought yields its dominion to other powers, it cannot outline on the body its own beautiful images, but it effaces them and delineates foreign agents called disease and sin. Sight, hearing, all the spiritual senses of man are eternal. They cannot be lost. Their reality and immortality are in spirit and understanding, not in matter. Hence their permanence. If this were not so, man would be speedily annihilated. If the five corporeal senses were the medium through which to understand God, then palsy, blindness, and deafness would place man in a terrible situation, where he would be like those having no hope and without God in the world. But as a matter of fact, these calamities often drive mortals to seek and to find a higher sense of happiness and existence. Life is deathless. Life is the origin and ultimate of man, never attainable through death, but gained by walking in the pathway of truth, both before and after that which is called death. There is more Christianity in seeing and hearing spiritually than materially. There is more science in the perpetual exercise of the mind faculties than in their loss. Lost they cannot be, while mind remains. The apprehension of this gave sight to the blind and hearing to the deaf centuries ago, and it will repeat the wonder. Mind alone possesses all faculties, perception, and comprehension. Therefore, mental endowments are not at the mercy of organization and decomposition. Otherwise, the very worms would unfashion men. If it were possible for the real senses of man to be injured, soul could reproduce them in all their perfection. But they cannot be disturbed nor destroyed, since they exist in immortal mind, not in matter. To the Christian Science healer, sickness is a dream from which the patient needs to be awakened. Disease should not appear real to the physician, since it is demonstrable that the way to cure the patient is to make disease unreal to him. To do this, the physician must understand the unreality of disease in science. Jesus beheld in science the perfect man, who appeared to him where sinning mortal man appears to mortals. In this perfect man, the Savior saw God's own likeness, and this correct view of man healed the sick. Thus, Jesus taught that the kingdom of God is intact, universal, and that man is pure and holy. Denial of the claims of matter is a great step towards the joys of spirit, towards human freedom and the final triumph over the body. There is but one way to heaven, harmony, and Christ in divine science shows us this way. It is to know no other reality, to have no other consciousness of life than good, God and his reflection, and to rise superior to the so-called pain and pleasure of the senses. When we come to have more faith in the truth of being than we have in error, more faith in spirit than in matter, more faith in living than in dying, more faith in God than in man, then no material suppositions can prevent us from healing the sick and destroying error. Mortal error will vanish in a moral chemicalization. This mental fermentation has begun and will continue until all errors of belief yield to understanding. Belief is changeable, but spiritual understanding is changeless. All reality is in God and His creation, harmonious and eternal. That which He creates is good, and He makes all that is made. Therefore, the only reality of sin, sickness, or death is the awful fact that unrealities seem real to human erring belief. Until God strips off their disguise, they are not true because they are not of God. We learn in Christian Science that all inharmony of mortal mind or body is illusion, possessing neither reality nor identity, though seeming to be real and identical. Keep in mind the verity of being, that man is the image and likeness of God, in whom all being is painless and permanent. Remember that man's perfection is real and unimpeachable. We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's now sing hymn number 207. The words of this hymn are by Mary Baker Eddy. O gentle presence, peace and joy and power, O life divine that owns each waiting hour, thou love that guards the nestling's faltering flight, keep thou my child on upward wing tonight. Hymn number 207.
a broken life, an empty soul. How could he ever be made whole? He'd been deaf and dumb since birth. What could be his worth? Then Jesus came and took his hand. He loosed his ear, his tongue, and then he was free from what once bound. Now he runs and shares what he has found.
He's done all things well. There can be no doubt. He has worked it out. I can feel
I must go and tell he has done
all things well. For years I've tried to work my plan. I filled my days to meet demands, but I found that led to pain, brokenness, and guilt and shame. Then Jesus came and took my hand, one touch from the Savior, and all my guilt and shame I've given him, and time again he's proven. Grace has made the change. His power is so real. His mercy I can feel. I must go and tell he has done all things well. One touch from the Savior, and now I am not the same.
Years in my affliction, and now life is rearranged.
And if you were to ask me, here's what I would say.
Though life isn't always easy,
this one truth I can proclaim. Has made the change.
He's done all things well.
His power is so real. His mercy I can feel. I must go and tell he has done all things well. His power is so real. His mercy I can feel. I must go and tell he has done all things well. He's done all things well.
Let's now sing hymn number 206. O God, our Father, Mother, love, purge thou our hearts from sin, that in thy radiancy divine we may with eyes undimmed define thy will, reality. Hymn number 206.
Yeah. from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passage from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense, for then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shall lift up thy face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. Amen.